Hey, what's good, everybody? It's me, your hero, Benjamin Banks, and you're listening to a brand new episode of Leveling Up with Benjamin Banks. And joining me, as always, are my co-host, or we're down a guy.
My man.
But double OT, terrific trash. Down one man. You know, he's in the Speed Force again, running. He's running wild. And I feel bad because I feel like, remember in Dragon Ball GT, when they was just like, they kept making so many wishes with the Dragon Balls that they finally started having those negative effects.
That's right, you know,
He didn't use the Speed Force so many times. Like,
how come Bulma, you know, haven't had negative effects, all that, you know, wishing she been doing?
That's true. I know. What's the word? What's the word, Trav?
Hey, Akira,
they retconned it. Yeah, they retconned
Akira strikes again.
Uh-huh.
My man forgot.
But no, but yeah, man, it's like, hopefully we see D soon. Like, we hope that they get back here really fast. And, you know, let's go ahead and talk about today's guest. You know, we interviewed his co-host up here on the podcast. That was Kevin Andrew Rivera, who I call Cars. And yes, that's a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure reference. And, you know, they run a podcast together called Real Geek News. And that is real with two E's, not an E and an A. And that is his co-host, Raul Ceballos. And yeah, let's go ahead and give him a call. He's a really awesome guy. And I can't wait to talk to him. Trav, what about you?
Hey, it's going to be a blasty blast.
It is going to be a blasty blast. So before we give him a call, please make sure that you rate and you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Make sure that you follow us on Spotify. And, you know, when you leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts, you know, let us know if you love us. Let us know if you hate us. Let us know, you know, if there's anything that we can do to get better or be better. Mm-hmm. So that way that you'll give us some 5 stars like we hope that everybody else keeps on giving us. And yeah. Let's go ahead and give them a call. And before we do, here's a word from our sponsor.
Golden Ink Tattoo. You can find them at 3109 Airline Boulevard, Portsmouth, Virginia, for all your nerd-related tattoos. Leading the area, that is Miss Denise and her team. If you call over there and you mention Leveling Up Banks, you get 10% off your tattoo. That number is going to be 757-465-1010. Call them today.
Yeah. He's trying to make the world a better place, and you know, he's always traveling in his Speed Force. So D,
he had to go fight off Silver over there.
Your boy John Silver. Yeah. Not John Silver, Terry Silver.
John Silver.
Bro, I'm thinking about Long John Silver. That's why I said John.
Okay.
Silver.
All right.
But anyway, we are joined by a very special guest. You know, we just interviewed one of his good friends, Kevin Andrew Rivera, and you know, I call him Cars, like Cars from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, because you know I'm a JoJo head. But that is Raul Ceballos. So Raul, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, man. How are you guys?
Hey, I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us up here on Leveling Up with Benjamin Bank.
Yeah, thanks for having me, dude. This is great. I'm loving you guys. I'm loving you guys' setup. I wish I had, you know, as big of a collection as you guys have back there behind you.
But see, you got the blur, so it could be anything. You don't know.
Speed
what
Force.
No.
I have the biggest collection of memorabilia of all time. No, I just got some boring stuff. I'm in my bedroom right now, and I'm not in my home studio. It's just boring bedroom stuff.
I feel you.
It looks like the gateway's right there behind you. You know, we don't know what's through that door.
Dude, it's Stargate, man. It's Stargate. And, you know, just keep it on the hush-hush, dude. Nobody, not a lot of people.
I don't think
now.
Banks seen Stargate. He don't know about
no,
that.
No, I've seen Stargate, but I never watched the TV show, though. I know the TV show was on for years, but
oh, it was good,
I was going to say that, you know, Raul, he has on the Back to the Future shirt. So
that's right.
Like he's traveling through time, right?
That's right.
So you might see D.
Time, space, continuum.
That's right, man.
And Trav, what is your tip of the day?
Hey, my tip for the day is, man, when you got the SG behind you, let it be. Walk through the gate.
I was going to say, my tip of the day is make sure you drink plenty of water if you're in the hot room, because if you don't, then you're going to be stuttering over your words.
Hey, right,
and Trav, I got the water jug. I got
look at
the
that. So you come to play, man. You're not kidding.
I am ready. I like the Miz. I came to play. That's what I came to do.
All right. So have we scheduled in like what, 5 bathroom breaks for this?
That's right.
I always try to, you know, go for like 3 hours on the interview, but you know, D usually stops us before we get to the 30-minute mark. Yeah. But anyway, Raul, the first question that I want to ask you, this is what I ask every guest up here on Leveling Up with Benjamin Banks, is what is your origin story? Every hero or villain has one. So tell everybody who you are.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I'm just, I'm Raul Ceballos, and I was raised in South Carolina. I was born in Newark, New Jersey, raised in South Carolina. And I was always one of those, you know, theater kids. I really got into theater and acting and stuff like that. And I was always the class clown at school, you know, mostly to kind of take the heat off of me because, you know, like a lot of kids at school, you got bullied, you got made fun of. So I kind of developed this class clown.
Armor.
Yeah, the armor. That's right, armor. Man. You know, if you make people laugh, you make a room full of people laugh, you know, they suddenly forget, you know, how much they dislike you or whatever.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It really worked out for me, and I ended up kind of developing my sense of humor there. I got kind of an old school soul, you know. I watched a lot of, as far as like what's influenced my sense of humor, I watched a lot of like old kind of Three Stooges, like, you know, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, Jack Benny. I watched a lot of the old styles, mm-hmm. you know, style comedians and stuff. And I really learned to appreciate that kind of thing. But the thing that I always kind of really had a big impact on me was, you know, cartoons and voiceover and things like that. One of the first ever instances that I knew what a voice actor was I was watching, you know, Looney Tunes, classic Looney Tunes. That's so
funny. I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, with my dad. And my dad was like, you know, there's a, you know, while we were watching Bugs Bunny, my dad was like, you know, there's a man who does his voice. I'm like, what are you talking about, Dad? Like, that's Bugs Bunny. It's like, yeah. That is him. They just, you know, Bugs Bunny is a real character. It's like, man, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
They ruined Christmas for you real quick.
They ruined it. Yeah. Christmas, Easter Bunny, all that stuff. Tinkerbell, the Tooth Fairy. But they just like, he told me about that and it just blew my mind, you know? And ever since then, I've become fascinated with voices and voice acting, you know, from a really young age and started developing, you know, I'd be just in my room in front of a mirror playing with voices and doing voices and started imitating Looney Tunes characters and, you know, things like that, bored in my room. And eventually, as I grew up, I learned to do impressions and things like that. And I kept doing theater and acting. And eventually, you know, I went to college and I double majored in theater and Spanish because I'm bilingual. I'm Puerto Rican. Well, my family's from Puerto Rico. Like I said, I was born in the States, but double majored in theater and Spanish. And I got out of college and I had no idea what to do, you know, as far as like a career. No idea where I was going. You know, I thought for a while, maybe I'll go to Chicago, improv, do Second City, something like that. Maybe, I don't know, go on Saturday Night Live or something. But for a while, for a few months, I was working retail job, not really knowing what I was going to do mm-hmm. with my life and my career with a theater major. And of course, I'd always done voices and impressions, and I had friends at school saying, like, you know, you should be a voice actor. You should do that, you know, for a living. And I'd always kind of laugh it off, like, yeah, you know, that'd be fun, haha. But in my head, just like, that's not feasible. That's not a reachable goal. But I eventually, I was listening to Talking Tunes with Rob Paulson, you know, the podcast he used to have. And I would listen to it on my commute to my retail job. And I would start hearing his guests on the show just talking about how they got into voiceover and, you know, talking the whole thing, all mm-hmm. the behind the scenes of everything, all these people's stories. And the more I kind of heard from people, they'd be like, oh, I had this experience and I did this in college. I did this in high school. Everything was like, oh, I did that. Oh, that was me. Oh, I did the same thing. Oh, I've had the same kind of experience. And the more I listened to the show, the more I was like, I think I could do this. I think this is something I could do and be happy for the rest of my life. And then that passion just kind of grew and grew. And I was like, you know what? I'm doing this. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And so I got started doing voiceover in 2013, about almost 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Close to 10 years ago. It's nuts. So I started doing that in South Carolina. And shortly after I started doing that, my wife and I got married. And I started doing commercial work, got the demos made, got the agents, you know, doing commercial work, and started getting some pretty big gigs there and stuff. But, you know, the passion, the white whale, you know, was always cartoons, video games. That's what I want to do. You know, for that kind of work, for the big stuff, you know, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, that kind of stuff, you got to be in LA, you know?
Yeah.
You know, at least for the time being, I don't know. We're seeing things kind of change with the landscape of voiceover. We can do, if the pandemic has proven anything, we can kind of do this from all over the place.
You can do a remote now. Yeah. Remote. And I feel like, too, to piggyback off of what you were saying about because of the pandemic.
It's please like, stop me because I can ramble.
Oh, no. That's what we love up here. Because if you can ramble, like me and Trav, we don't have to do anything. We can just sit here with our hands behind our
make your jobs chill. Easier. Yeah.
It makes the job easier. I mean, especially too, because, you know, I'm somewhat of a podcaster myself.
I thought you were going to say Rambler, you know, that new Batman villain.
No, I mean, I am. So, yeah, but no, I was just going to say, you know, we've heard from so many voice actors how it's so much easier now to, you know, just go in the booth in your room or in your closet or, you know, just like with Stuart Allen, who we had up here, you know, go underneath the step and, record remotely and not have to, you know, go to a studio or, you know, drive an hour somewhere just to go to work. Yep. And while, you know, that option is still there for people that want to do that, because, I mean, you hear too, it's just like, you know, sometimes you just want to get out of the house and you want to, you know, be amongst your peers and whatnot. But
yeah,
so many people have access to just, you know, being at home. Mm-hmm. And then getting right to work, just waking up out of bed, still got the PJs on, go to the closet, and it's like, yeah, it's time to get to business.
I'd be lying to you if I told you that I didn't do that. So many times, just working in my PJs. Yeah, it's good deal. Yeah, man, it's getting more, you know, and of course, because of that, the industry is so much more competitive now, you know, instead of it used to be like, especially for the big stuff with cartoons and video games, it used to be a pretty tight-knit group and you would see the same people over and over and over again. But now that's changing, right? That's changing. We got, you know, instead of casting directors looking at, you know, 30, 40 auditions, now they're doing like hundreds of auditions, you know, they're looking at 200 auditions or something like that. You know, it's crazy. They got to narrow that down to one, you know, one casting, one person.
Yeah.
That's right. They got Raul coming through. Back to the Future.
That's right, man. That's right.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Raul.
No. Just saying, I'm trying, man. Just doing it one day at a time, one step at a time.
But I just think it's awesome that, you know, you started back in 2013 and, you know, just seeing the things that you've been a part of. Like, you know, one of my favorite things, you were in The Last of Us Part Two. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed that game. I know that you had people out there that didn't enjoy the game, but I really enjoyed it. So I want to talk about that. Like, how was it being a part of that video game?
Oh, man. So, you know, I moved out here in 2017. My wife and I, we moved out to LA, out here in LA, and started pursuing so I could pursue, you know, video games and cartoons and stuff. A couple of years after I moved out here, you know, I started getting some things, you know, I had a couple guest roles and shows and stuff like that. And then, at the time I was given an audition for Creature Sounds.
Mm.
And they wanted this creature and they kind of gave me some reference from the first game of what the creature sounded like. But they never told me what it was, you know? And of course, a lot of these big games, they send out these auditions and they're so secretive about things. And they barely tell you what it's about. They're just like, it's this kind of video game. There's creatures, people hunting around, you know? And so I didn't know what I was auditioning for. And so I just kind of came up with all these different clicking sounds and, you know, that kind of stuff and just really kind of going for it. And, you know, I send it in and just like, I don't know, a few weeks later, maybe a month later, they tell me, you know, my agent tells me, you know, you got this gig.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, it's The Last of Us Part Two.
I told you. Like,
holy shit. Oh, sorry. Can we curse?
No, you can. Everybody gets one F-bomb. Everybody gets one F-bomb.
That's how we do it on our podcast. Yeah. But yeah, I was like, holy shit. man, this is nuts, you know. And I played a little bit of the first game at the time, and you know, I wasn't able to finish it at the time, but I was so impressed with that game, the first game, and just the cinematic element and how beautiful it looked and the acting, and it just like took video games to a whole other level.
You know, I agree. Yeah, I agree with you on that, man.
A level that I don't think a game still has come close to.
Right, right.
Yeah, because I remember when the first game came out, like it had got so much hype, but it was deserved hype. Because, you know, sometimes people will hype something up and it's just like, yeah, it's just because people are hyping it up. But the game was really good. I feel like if you didn't cry while playing like the first 5 minutes of the game, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
I was just like, dang, spoiler alert for those people that haven't played it.
It's great.
No, yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised. Some people still haven't played the last
one. That's cool. I think there's a limit on spoiler alerts. And, you know, a game that came out originally on the PlayStation 3 doesn't require.
but the remaster just came out. The remaster.
That's right. Yeah. No, look, it just changed it. I mean, I feel like as far as video games go, it's like two eras. It's everything before The Last of Us and everything after The Last of Us.
I can see that.
You know, and it's like we're now going back. Okay, well, this is the standard now. This is what, you know, the bar has been set. Everything after that, I feel like it's safe to say a lot of us can compare it to The Last of Us, you know, the first one. So, but that was just it was so nuts, the feeling going in there. And I really didn't think I would get it. I was like, I'm doing these creature sounds, you know, who knows how many other people are sending in creature sounds and doing the same kinds of things and all that stuff. And, you know, because I find, you know, I enjoy doing creature sounds, but it's difficult for me. At least I get in my head, because if I'm doing a character like a person or somebody who's speaking, you know, actual words and stuff like that. For me, I can kind of figure out, okay, there's so many different ways I can do this, you know, whatever. But I get in my head sometimes when I do creature sounds, because I'm like, well, I'm trying to be as diverse as I can. Maybe I'll try this way. I get a little, even I get self-doubtful. But you know, I did, you know, I put everything I had into it. And then I got the call and saying I got it. And I go in there and I was so nervous. This is the first big video game I'd ever done. First time doing creature sounds. It's for huge game, highly anticipated sequel to a really popular video game, you know. I felt a lot of pressure and I wanted to give it my all. You know, I go in there and I'm so pumped and all that stuff. And it was such a fun and fulfilling experience, especially from a creative standpoint, because of course we're doing creature sounds, so it's not like there's any kind of specific script into, you know, just kind of generic. Okay, now you're getting attacked in the arm. Now you're getting your leg chopped off. Now you're, you know, set on fire and you die a slow burning death. All these different kinds of sounds. But we had a lot of room to kind of play around. In the beginning of the session, we just kind of had some, he was like, the directors were like, hey, okay, let's just go. And you do some stuff and we'll kind of play around and figure out if we can hone in on the Shambler. That's the character that I did creature sounds for. Hone in on the Shambler sound. And so
now is that cousin to the Rambler, or
that is cousin to the Rambler? Okay. Actually, little known fact, you know, second cousin, actually, twice removed. But yeah, it's it was fun. So we started playing around with stuff, and I did different creature sounds. And at some point, let's see if I can replicate it. At some point, I did like a it was like an inward kind of fluttering, that kind of thing. And the director was like, "Stop there! Wait, can you do that again?" And I was like, "All right." I'm having a hard time replicating it now. But it was like this inhale flutter kind of thing I was doing with my uvula, and it sounded so weird and gross and strange and unique. And the guy was like, "Let's hone in on that. Let's hone in on that and really kind of keep doing that as much as possible." And so we kind of came up with this sound for the Shambler that was different than, you know, the audition I sent in before, because I was just doing kind of general kind of stuff. But what was creatively fulfilling was they allowed us to kind of play and just kind of figure this character out as we were recording it, which is so much fun. And we were bouncing ideas off each other. Yeah, can you do that? Oh, yeah, I like that. Keep doing that. And, you know, so we came up with this very unique sound that the Shambler has. And of course, that combined with Steve Bloom, who also did creature sounds for the Shambler, mm-hmm. putting our two voices together made this unique creature, you know, this unique library of sounds and guttural growls and shrieks and stuff. And it was so much fun. But I remember I was so enthusiastic about it, not really wanting to do the best I could. I gave it my all, but I think I gave a little too much and pushed myself a little too much, because by the end of the session, I had a massive migraine.
It's like, I feel like, I mean, when you're just, you know, making creature sounds all day, because it's like you have to amp it up a lot, or it's just like you have to pull it like from the deepest part of your voice to make those sounds, you know. And I was thinking about the voice actor, Fred Tatasciore. Thank you for saying, because I've never known. It's just like he's known for like doing like a bunch of creature roles.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah. And he's been doing it for years.
He's like the voice of the Hulk in all the animated shows.
It's one of those things where it's just like him and I believe it's Kevin Michael Richardson.
Kevin Michael Richardson.
Like, when I was a kid, if I ever saw a black character on the show, I was just like, it's either him or Phil Lamar. It was always one of those two.
That's right.
Same thing, like Cree Summer, she was another one. It's just like, if you saw a black female character, it was always Cree Summer. So just, you know, you did the Shambler and The Last of Us 2, and like they loved your voice as soon as you made that noise. And it's just like, okay, well, look, we know a guy that can do like creature sounds and whatnot. He's good at it. And then when you get more games that have creatures in it, because we all know that there's going to be a Last of Us 3. We already know that there's going to be one coming out. Of course, you know, you have the zombie game coming out. Resident Evil 4 is being remade and whatnot. So you just never know, man. It's just like, I feel like that everybody has a voice for something. You know what I'm saying? And like you just doing the voices for it and whatnot. It's just, I haven't heard those sounds ever since playing The Last of Us. When did it come out? Not last year. Was it 2021, I think?
I feel like it was 2020.
2022. I mean, not 2020. 2020.
Yeah,
I think it was 2020.
I think it may have been 2020. Now, God, the past 2 years, such a blur.
I mean, you're in the blur right now. So I was like, I understand.
The Shambler coming.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Did you get to see the design before you're making the noises?
I did. Okay. In the session, they're like, "Hey, come here. Let's show you. Here's what we're
showing you.
Here's
ugly this thing."
Yeah. They show me some concept art, and they show me a little bit of animatic of the scenes and all that stuff. And it was insane. I was like, "Oh God, this guy's gross." Yeah, man. It was so much fun. I told him, "Listen, man, you guys didn't let me know that you were going to use my likeness. You know, I would appreciate it if you let me tell me next time. I'll let it slide now. I'll let it slide, but next time."
That's an extra point on the royalty for sure.
Right? You're gonna have to give me the residuals for that now.
That's right. All right, let it slide this time.
Raul, quick question too, because you said that you lived in South Carolina. Uh-huh. I'm actually going to South Carolina this weekend. Okay. I'm supposed to be going to Charleston for a con. Have you ever been to Charleston, South Carolina?
That's where we lived for a while. I was raised in a town in the north of South Carolina, kind of almost close to the border of South and North Carolina, called Spartanburg. That's where I was raised.
That's a name for a town.
Spartanburg. Yeah.
They don't play.
That's right. They don't play, but it's funny. You go into Spartanburg, you're like, oh, well, this is sleepy town here. It's actually growing a lot since I moved out. It's actually, you know, there's a lot of growth now. But so I was raised in Spartanburg. Then after my wife and I got married, we moved down to Charleston and lived there for about 3 years. Oh, I love Charleston. You're gonna look, it's so great.
We're supposed to be going to a con. It's Incredible Con. And like I told, because my friends, they live in South Carolina. I don't know what part of South Carolina they live in, but they told me that they live about like 30 minutes away from the con. So we don't know where to go to eat after the con. So is there somewhere that you would recommend?
Uh, King Street. I mean, just you go to downtown Charleston and walk down King Street, there's plenty. If you're a foodie, there's plenty of places. God, I mean, well, it's not on King Street, but it's downtown. There's a place called Pugin's Porch. They got some great.
I'm looking it up right now. You said Pugin's?
Pugin's Porch.
I see it. Yeah, it just came up.
Great food there. Smoked Southern barbecue. Cuisine. All right. That's right. If you want some Southern cuisine, that's a great place to go.
And you know, I mean, look, me and Trav, we can tell you about Southern cuisine because we went to Martin Soul Food this past weekend with our friend Ken Forey, who we had interviewed up here on the podcast. And you can listen to his episode or you can watch the video. And we was all done after that. So it's a difference between like getting like some real soul food and getting soul food that's not real soul food. Because I feel like when you get the soul food that's not real soul food, you good to go. Like, you know, you could keep on moving. But when you get that real soul food, we was all in the restaurant just like, woo.
I'm so spoiled, man, because ever since we moved out here to L.A., we have yet to find.
That's what he's saying.
Good barbecue. Barbecue. We've been to so many barbecue places. You know, a lot of people in L.A. tend to hype a lot of things up. Like, this is the best bar. You should go here. This has got the best barbecue. I go and I'm like, I don't know, man.
That's because they don't know no better, though.
Bro, like, somebody had posted a picture of a barbecue place in New York City, and it's just like, it wasn't even barbecue. It looked like it was some dry meat. I'm like,
really?
Dry meat?
That's not what it's supposed to be.
They serve a meatloaf over there?
Bro, it won't even meatloaf. Like, it looked like a piece of wood. That's what it looked like.
But, you know, with barbecue sauce on it, that counts, right? It's barbecue as long as you put barbecue sauce, right?
Nah. It don't work like that. And one of the funny things when we went to the soul food restaurant, Trav was just like, you know, this is a real soul food restaurant when they got Kool-Aid up there.
They did have the Kool-Aid.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
It was an extra sweet.
I took a little sip. I got me the lemonade. The lemonade was sweet too. So just the way your boy like it.
Nice and sweet. But
Southern sweet tea is so sweet.
Sometimes you got to add some water to it because it's too sweet.
Diluted a little bit. Yeah.
But you know, now, you know, because we were talking about, you know, South Carolina and you growing up there and whatnot. Mm. And it's like one of the things that I love that you said was, you know, you and your wife, you know, you're a big family guy and you were a part of a show where family.
That's right.
Is one of the key and most important things. And that is the Fast and Furious 5.
I was wondering where you're going with this. Yeah. Spy Racers. Yeah. That's right.
So, like, how was it working on that show and being a part of the Fast and Furious universe?
That was my first. That was my first big animated show that I booked. I booked Nacho, who's like, you know, he's kind of the antagonist in the earlier seasons. Then eventually, I think near the last two seasons or something, he becomes an ally of the crew.
Like all of them do, you know.
Like all of them do. Yeah, that's how it works. They all come back later on, and now the family keeps growing. Right?
Family, yeah, just the family.
That's right, man. The family just keeps growing. It was so much fun. I got to play Nacho. You know, he's like this kind of, what are you doing, man? He's got like this, you know, DTLA kind of thing going on, and so I just kind of started doing this in my audition. They really liked it, you know. And he kind of bickers with his sister too, Raleigh, Nacho and Raleigh. So they got this bickering back and forth brother-sister thing, you know. It was just so much fun to do. It was just a lot of fun. Yeah, I think I did a few episodes in like one of the third or fourth season. And then I think I came back for the last season. That was a blast.
It was a fun series. I watched some of it on Netflix. So I remember your character.
Oh, nice. Okay. Very cool. Yeah.
Because I know.
Wasn't that the show? Excuse me. I think like Vin Diesel, like he produced the show or something like that.
Yeah.
Because I know he was on some of the episodes. Because it was. I never watched the show, but I had read up on it, and I read that he was on some of the episodes because his cousin was the main character or something like that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
how do you feel about the Fast and Furious series overall, man? I mean, because you know. Some people, it's just like they preferred it when it was all about street racing. And then, you know, some people, they love the action over the top, you know, Vin Diesel jumping across the bridge and surviving magic.
I will say the Fast and Furious franchise is probably like one of my guilty pleasures. I really, I love them. I especially like after five, I think five was the peak. That was,
that's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what everybody says. Five is like the right balance, right? They kind of got the formula right in five and, you know, one through four, you know, it's okay. You know, it started, I'm not a big fan of the first couple, but then they get better, they get better, they get better. Five, I think, was kind of hit the sweet spot. And then after five, it just gets crazier and crazier. But I was still on board, though, because it's like, all right, they're all superheroes now. All these characters, yeah, they're all superheroes now. But you know what? It's just, I'm in for it. I'm here because it's just dumb fun. And yeah, I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just, you know, they're just fun movies. They're ridiculous now, but exactly. My favorite is definitely five. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you can't go into these movies with very high expectations. You know, it's just like you just have to go in there, enjoy it for what it is, you're having a good time. And one of the things that I loved about the, I think it was a Fast 9, is that they're starting to become self-aware that they're
invincible.
It's F9. F9.
Let's get it right.
But yo, it's like when Tyrese's character, like when he was just like, how is it that we always get shot and we don't ever die? And yeah. I'm just like, I love it. I love it when they become self-aware. And then now they're in space now. It's like the Fast franchise is like a giant video game now. So
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They're in space. That's right. Fast 10 is supposed to be in space.
No, they just kind of went to space a little bit in 9.
Oh, that's
had
right.
Had to destroy
right.
the satellite, so that's, you know.
Yeah. Well, what's next? Because it's like they went underwater, and then it's just like now they went into space. So, what if they can go back in time?
That's right.
Yo, that would be crazy. I'm either thinking it's two things, and I'll pass the ball to you, Raul. Either they're going to figure out time travel, or it's going to be some sort of like Fast and Furious Power Rangers Turbo type thing where the cars form into a giant Megazord. Like,
oh, those I would are the so two watch that. I would totally watch that. I definitely. Well, you know, it's trendy now to do multiverse storylines. So we're just going to see multiversal jumping. You know, Universal probably combine all their properties. See a Fast and Furious Jurassic Park crossover.
That's true. I mean, I'd be down for it.
Dominic Toretto riding a dinosaur. I mean, what's better than that?
Especially because
Dino Dom.
It's a Dino Dom.
You want to know what, Raul? And I love that you said that about the multiverses.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have the video game Multiverses out right now.
That's right, yeah.
Remember all of the Shaggy memes. And then now you finally have Super Saiyan Shaggy and a fighting game. And you have all of the Vin Diesel memes, you know, talking about family and whatnot. And it's just like, they poke fun at that stuff in the movies. I get like, I say about Tyrese, Roman Pierce. He's just like, how do we always get shot and nothing ever happens?
Yeah. So we
like,
got the bullet holes in our jackets.
Wild shit. Like, like, yo, in F9, when the Jeep had landed on the mine and like it exploded and it looked like it landed on him, I was the only one in the theater laughing because I thought he was dead, but I knew that he wasn't dead.
Yeah.
It's just no way.
They're superheroes now.
How does one die in the Fast and Furious series now? Like, is there any? I mean, because I thought Han was dead. And then he's just like, he's like, hey, what's up, guys? He's like, I'm back.
Come back.
But Giselle dead, though.
You said what?
Giselle dead. She went off and became a Wonder Woman.
No, she's not. Shit, look, man. For now. Fast 10 is supposed to be the last one, and she's going to be like, I survived, or I'm an android now, or some deal.
It'll happen. You watch.
Yeah, you'll see. But Raul, I want to ask you, man.
Yeah.
Like, what are some of your favorite animes that you like to watch?
Animes? You know what? I gotta admit, I haven't really gotten into anime. And it's not something that, you know, it's just something I never got around to watching. I never was drawn to it. But I will say, my friend Kevin Andrew Rivera, he is starting to introduce me to some things, and he's slowly kind of working his way, kind of working me into kind of showing
chipping
me some
away.
Things. Yeah, chipping away at me.
Is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure one of those animes?
I haven't seen JoJo's Bizarre Adventure yet. But I started watching some Miyazaki stuff. Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke. which I really enjoyed. I feel like that's kind of, you know, just the artistic.
Absolutely.
The you know, the art that goes into that stuff is very beautiful, but it's something I'm curious about. And, you know, I'm sure Kevin, every episode of our podcast, he'll suggest another movie or something for me to see. And he's been suggesting a lot of anime stuff because he knows I haven't really been so steeped in anime. But I'm always open to, you know, whatever kind of suggestions or anything, you know.
I can give you
stuff. Dip my toe in the water. I'd love to hear suggestions. Yeah.
Don't listen to this man.
Ojo Bizarre Adventure, My Hero Academia, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Banks Death gonna name Note. You all like the top 10. He gonna name you the top 10.
I've heard.
Gundam Wing, Dragon Ball. Start with Dragon Ball. Don't start with Dragon Ball Z.
I did watch some Dragon Ball when I was younger. Because that was on TV a lot. Dragon Ball, Pokemon, you know, the kind of, I guess, more mainstream anime.
Yeah.
Would that be accurate to say?
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did watch some Dragon Ball. I was obsessed with Dragon Ball Z Budokai 2. I was obsessed with that game. I love that game. And I remember playing that day in and day out. So, you know, I got introduced to Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z when I was younger. But yeah, all the other stuff now, I've been hearing great things about, what is it, Demon Slayer?
Yeah, Demon Slayer is great.
I've heard that's a good one, too.
It is. Mm-hmm.
I'm always open.
It's crazy that you had mentioned Budokai, too, man. I remember, and I feel like kids, they don't have this problem like we did growing up. But on the Budokai games, they had the beam struggles, and you had to rotate the analog sticks really fast. So I remember it was a school night, and I was over at my grandma's house. I want to say it's probably like 1 or 2 a.m., right? And I had the volume turned down on the TV so she couldn't hear anything. But I was upstairs, and all she just kept hearing was rumbling, because it's just like you're going really fast with the analog stick. And I remember, like, she shouted my name. I wasn't supposed to have the PS2 over there either. I quickly unhooked the PS2, slid it underneath the pull-out couch, and I was acting like I was asleep. And she was like, I know you're not asleep. And I was like, huh? What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, she was like, why are you making all that noise up here? And I was like, huh? I said, I just had to get up and go to the bathroom. I'm sorry.
Nothing gets my
way to the bathroom.
I rotated my way to the bathroom. it's wild, man. Like, I'm telling you, me and my brother, we used to be up late at night, and we used to do wrestling entrances and stuff. And did you watch WWE, or do you still watch wrestling?
I don't watch it now. I used to watch a lot of it when I was younger, yeah.
So when Batista was the biggest thing, I would say 2006, 2007, it was like 3 a.m., and I was doing Batista's entrance. And, like, I was stomping my feet, you know, doing the explosion stuff. Yo, my mom came out of the room like the Flash. Boy, she had the belt and everything. She was just like, why? Like, why are y'all making this much noise? I was just like, we out here wrestling. And I mean, now I'm a professional wrestler. See, Trav, I said the word.
That's right.
For you, it was wrestling. For me, it was, you know, I grew up in the 90s, so I watched a lot of Power Rangers.
Yeah.
You know, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the original. And so I was jumping off the walls, doing kicks and flips, and my mom busting, what the hell is going on in here? So it's interesting, though, because she kind of picked up on the fact that I was really interested in that stuff. So she put me into karate classes, and I freaking loved it. That was my outlet. I was like, all right, get to do some Power Rangers type stuff here, you know, for real, you know? So, I did some martial arts a little bit when I was a kid, but that was what I was doing. I was bouncing off the walls, kicking, punching.
Now, John Kreese wasn't running this dojo, was he?
Hey. Oh, no. I don't think I would last. I don't think I would last a day
under John
Sensei, with Sensei Kreese. Oh,
hey, he's just sitting there holding the gi.
Yeah, so, that's exactly what he does.
Yes. I love it. Oh, my God. Hey, look, Trav, I know you watched the latest season of Cobra Kai. Raul, have you watched it or have you finished it?
The latest that just came out last week? No, I haven't gotten around to it yet. My wife and I love that show, though. But yeah,
they did it again.
Hey, look, he in prison right now. And I was expecting as soon as you saw him, he was going to be holding the jumpsuit.
Oh, man.
He's like, I run this place now.
That last season was great, though. It ended really, oh, man.
You're going to love this season.
All right,
It's good.
And next season, the last season, so.
Hold on, what was that?
Yeah.
No.
Next season.
Oh, you said next season. Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. Like season six is going to be the last season. Yeah, because it's just like, I love that they joke about how it's like every day Daniel has a villain from his past showing up like a villain.
Yeah, every season somebody new comes back. Yeah. Now we got Chosen. He's back.
That's right.
That, look, just like we were talking about earlier with Nacho, you know, first he was an enemy and then he became a friend. And that Chosen, he was an enemy. And now him and Daniel are best friends.
Me and James got a bet going on of Hillary Swank about the show. Can they afford Hillary Swank to come on in?
No, they have to bring Jackie Chan and Jaden Smith up there. They have to. If it's gonna be the last season, they got to bring them. They need all the help that they can get, man. What would they do though?
It's two Mr. Miyagis. Like
that's
It's the multiverse.
Multiverse, man. That's the answer to everything. Turn it into a multiverse story.
Speaking of multiverse, last night I did The Impossible and I watched Morpheus. I watched it and the Morpheus or Morbius?
Morbius, bro.
Yeah, I said Morpheus.
I watched Morbius for the first time last night too. Well, actually, I didn't. I made it like there's 22 minutes left because it's on Netflix. Right?
It's on Netflix, man. I'm going to tell you this.
I fell asleep watching.
Look. If I am watching a movie and I am on my phone the entire time while I'm watching it, it means that the movie is not that good. Man. And I was sitting there on my phone and I was just like, man, it's like this movie is all hype, but it's hype in a bad way, though. And I'm mad that he did not say it's Morbin time. I'm just like, come on. Like, I'm waiting sold for that this entire time.
That joke came out after the movie.
Oh God! Well, they re-released it in theaters.
It's like when all the you remember that movie Snakes on a Plane?
Yeah.
Everybody was, it was kind of like a meme before memes were a thing. Everybody's like, you know, somebody get these mother effing snakes off this mother effing. And I think they went back and did reshoots. And Samuel Jackson actually says that line.
Yeah. Right? It's, mm-hmm.
They should do that and go back and add him saying
it's Morbin time. It's bad. But the reason why I was talking about this, because, you know, the whole multiverse and stuff and, it's just like the things that happen in No Way Home affect this universe too. And I'm just like, but does anybody really want to see a sequel? Like, does anybody want to see Jared Leto in the Tom Holland universe? It's just like, I'm good on all of that. And even Jared Leto was just like, there's talks of him teaming up with Blade. I was just like, man, I'm good on that. Like, just stay away from the Blade movie.
The thing is, if the movie was actually so bad, it's good. That's one thing. But I've found it so far to be. I still got 22 minutes left, but I'm not holding out any hope that I'm gonna like it any better than I do.
Nice. I don't think the movie's terrible. I just think it's not good. I just think it's not good. But it's not Jonah Hex terrible. It's not Fantastic Four remake terrible.
Oh God, yeah.
It's not as bad as some of these other comic book movies that people forget about.
It's just mediocre. And I think that's worse. It's worse.
Movie came out 15 years ago, this would not be a bad superhero movie.
That's true.
The evolution of superhero movies is what makes this movie bad. Kind of like, did you see Gemini Man with Will Smith?
No, I didn't.
I still haven't seen it.
If that movie came out in like the late 90s, that's a good action movie. Unfortunately, it's behind the times of action movies.
So
it's not that good of a movie.
Yeah, that's how
especially
I felt
when you
about
have movies like John Wick out. And
So,
I mean, I understand. I mean, even The Equalizer. Like, I mean,
so good.
The Equalizer 2 was okay. But it's
that first
I enjoyed
one was fire.
The first one was
so good.
Yeah. That's how I felt about Venom also. I felt like Venom and Morbius, I feel like these are great comic book movies if they came out in 2005 or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, well, I like both Venom movies though.
The second one's a lot better than the first.
Yeah.
I did enjoy the Venom movies, but yeah, I actually like the Venom movies a lot more than I'm liking Morbius. But it does have that kind of 2005,
as dated
superhero movie vibe, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt.
And then now you have Sony. They announced that they're coming out with a Kraven the Hunter movie. I'm just like, why,
Madam Web?
Like,
what are we doing here, Sony?
I'm good on all of this, man. Like,
they trying to do something.
I'm interested in the, you know, Spider-Verse stuff. That's what
exactly that. Yeah, I want to see that stuff. Not like get rid of all of that other stuff. And you know, we're sitting here talking about like all of this nerd stuff. And you know, I know that that's your podcast that you and Kevin have, Real Geek News. So
that's right.
You know, I know we talked with Kevin about it when we had interviewed him. Uh-huh. And now, and it's crazy too. Like this, I just thought about this. When we interviewed Kevin, it was just me and Dee. And then now we're interviewing you and it's just me and Trav. Like that's, it's funny.
Yeah, but eventually we all gonna come together like the Rangers.
Or I'm gonna say like the Fast and Furious. I mean, like, let's talk about Real Geek News. So like, you know, what was the thought process of, you know, wanting to come up with this and team up with Kevin and whatnot and, you know, start your own podcast?
Well, you know, it's funny because, I mean, Kevin and I, we've been friends since I moved out here, and you know, we got a tight knit group of voice actor friends that we all hang out with very regularly, and you know, we've all become really close and stuff. And but Kevin and I, in our group, Kevin and I were the ones that were the most Kevin and a friend of ours named Chad Cook, who we have on the podcast from time to time, and we got really into just talking Marvel, Star Wars. We got really nerdy about, and we realized we all, you know, we were really big fans of these, of superhero movies and Star Wars, Star Trek, all the big, you know, genre type stuff. And we talk about it all the time. And we geek out, we talk about the movies we've seen, and it's just like a regular thing. We always find ourselves talking about this stuff. And Kevin, he was the one that came up to me. He was like, you know, I've been wanting to do kind of like a movie review, movie news type podcast. And, you know, I feel like we do this already all the time. We have the means, we have recording equipment, we have all this stuff at home. You want to just do a podcast? We just basically do what we do in real life, just record it. I was like, sure, why not? That sounds like fun. I'd be down. And so we started doing it earlier this year, and it's a monthly podcast. Because you know, we get pretty busy. You know, if I had it my way though, we would do this every week.
I feel like it's good that you're doing it monthly, because sometimes like doing it weekly, it can be hard sometimes, especially exhausting, when you can't find a guest and all that stuff, depending on what type of podcast you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's hard because it is a movie news show. So, hold on a second. I just realized I didn't plug my laptop in. Let me get my charging cord for a second.
Disappeared into the Stargate.
Trav, remember when we had did an interview before and this happened? It was just luckily we had got to the end of the interview before.
It's a mirror. Hold on, brother. This whole time it was a mirror. You see that?
Yeah.
Candyman.
Hey, just be. Don't talk about Candyman.
Look. Candyman right there.
Because we saw we. James, that's all I could think about.
Sorry about that, guys.
No, yeah, we just realized that's a mirror behind you.
It's mirrorverse.
Mirrorverse. You gotta be careful.
That's right, man. I can't get too close, man. Doctor Strange gonna come out.
I don't know if you believe in that stuff where they're like, you know, if you got two mirrors, they're like they can make a portal. You know, if mirrors are facing each other.
That's the first time I've heard that.
Oh, really? You never heard that before?
No.
Yeah, it's a spirit type thing where, you know, you open up portals to the other side.
Now, I have heard in a lot of Latin American cultures, not this isn't something I was raised with, but a lot of Latin American cultures, you know, can sometimes what they talk about, like back in olden times, they would cover the mirrors. You know, that's how spirits, you know, spirits would come in through the mirrors or something like that. I've heard that before though.
Yeah, no, it's true. I've always found that the South America region always has like some of the scariest of like folklore type stories that they tell the kids, to keep them on good behavior type stuff, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the one that Kevin was telling us when
the Kevin one was really good.
Yeah,
was it the Bakuru?
Yes,
the Bakuru. Yeah.
He's told me
that
one before. Such a good story, man.
Yeah.
Such a good story.
Yeah.
Because that would scare me as a kid.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, he was telling me that story before too. It's
Yeah, and it's crazy because like when he was telling it, I was just like, yeah, one of my friends, she lives in Puerto Rico. And after the interview, like I had messaged her. I was just like, hey, have you ever heard of this? And she was like, no, I've never heard of it. And
I never have either.
Yeah, see, Kevin, see.
Now we're on to Kevin right now.
Yeah,
look at this.
Different. Like he's from a different universe. That's why. That's why.
In his universe, they have the Bakru.
Yeah, exactly. The multiverse of Matt. It's different Kevins.
Go
ahead.
No, I was just gonna continue on with the talking about the podcast and stuff.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, but what's difficult about doing a monthly podcast is a lot of times by the time you get around to putting out your episode, a lot of the news from earlier in the month is kind of like old news, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's resolved already. Like a lot of times it's a rumor. It got cleared up, you know?
Well, we do keep that in mind. So we got like a running kind of Google Doc of as we find out movie news and stuff, we add to it. And the day before we record, which we usually record on the last day of the month and then put the episode out the first of the next month. So right before we record, we look at the Google Doc. Like, okay, what is still relevant? What's not relevant anymore? Because we got, you know, we try to keep the show around 2 hours. And usually for, you know, there's a lot of movie news that comes out within a month.
Oh, yeah. So especially around festival season right now that's going on.
Yes. Well, we're actually about to record a separate episode just for D23.
That's what I was about to bring up. Yeah, that just came up. Yeah.
That's right.
When are y'all doing that?
We're actually going to record on Wednesday. So hopefully Wednesday night or Thursday, which is going to be, what is it, the 12th, the night of the 14th or no, the 15th. It should come out. But yeah, there's just so much news that comes out in a month. So we usually we've kind of whittled it down to, we talk about the top 10 biggest movie news stories of the month. So we usually whittle it down and we see, okay, this isn't relevant. Oh, they went ahead and confirmed this rumor, so we don't have to talk about it anymore or whatever, you know. So we try and stay on top of stuff like that. But, you know, it's tough. There's a lot to go through in a monthly podcast. And like I said, it's so, you know, we're so busy, so we can only commit to once a month. But we will do bonus episodes. You know, we'll do some movie review episodes. We've already put out our movie reviews for Multiverse of Madness and Thor: Love and Thunder, and then we'll do these special episodes where we'll do separate things for cons. You know, Comic Con. We did one for San Diego Comic Con, and then we're about to come out with the D23 episode.
Right.
So you know, we've been putting out a good amount of content so far,
and that's good. And you know, just to piggyback off of what you were saying, when we first started our podcast, I remember sometimes there would be so much nerd news that would come out that me and Trav would be talking about stuff like a whole hour, just talking about like stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we would get to the actual interview with the guest that we would have up there. And it just
or even just a so topic. Wild.
Yeah, because it's just like, because our episodes used to be sometimes between 2 to 3 hours because we spent a whole hour talking about a bunch of nerd stuff. So I will say, like, once we started the YouTube, then we could get into more stuff. But we were doing reviews, nerd talk, all of that stuff, and be like, okay, now let's get to the guests that we have up here on the podcast.
That's right.
Just like,
it's hard, man. Because Kevin and I, we can go on and on and on, and we try. It's hard. We try to keep that's right. Ramblers. We are the Ramblers. We try to keep it around. The goal is 2 hours. We never keep it at two hours. I think the longest was the first episode, which ran like 2 hours and 45 minutes. After that, our friend Chad was like, you guys really got to cut this down.
Right now, for sure.
You guys got to cut this down. So we're like, okay, let's keep it 2 hours. And so far, we haven't quite been able to make 2 hours yet. You know, we've been able to make like 2 hours, 15 minutes or something like that. But, you know, it's hard. We can talk. You know, we can go. Yeah.
Something.
But that's a good thing.
That I found that's useful, because I produce on another podcast, is we have the breakdown of segments. So in your case, you got the breakdown of topics, and I have X amount of time designated for those particular segments.
Yeah.
And when it's time to wrap up, it's time to wrap up.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that's something that y'all can do to keep for in mind that I know I got more to say, but we ran out of time to say
move on.
And we got to move on.
Yeah, that's definitely something we're working on. Yeah, it's still kind of, we're still finding the show. You know, right, we're still figuring it out. Little by little, we're like, okay, this doesn't work. Let's change this. Okay. Like, we just recently introduced let's do the top 10, you know, news stories. That's what, because before we were just doing whatever came out and we kept running long. So we're changing it all the time and figuring out what works, what doesn't work. And so, you know, we're still finding ourselves.
We got a lot of new listeners that weren't listening to us 2 years ago. But when you go back and listen to those episodes, you'll see it's not the same podcast anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
an interview podcast. Now it's an interview podcast. Back then it was me and Banks in a room. Maybe there was somebody, maybe there wasn't. And we was just BSing and talking.
Yeah, BSing, talking to our friend. I mean, well, and see, like, that's the thing, Raul. Like, when we first started, it's like we, like Trav said, we weren't doing interviews. I mean, there were some people that we were actually interviewing, but it's like a lot of times we would bring a friend on. And
interviews was a special thing.
Yeah.
The topic would be like Mortal Kombat or fighting video games or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I feel like, you know, once we started making a name for ourselves and, you know, getting more actors and voice actors coming on the podcast, like that's, you know, the what's the word I'm looking for?
The format changed.
That's the format that we went with because we were getting like so many people that either wanted to come on and be interviewed because it's just like we interview Kevin. And then Kevin was just like, yeah, like y'all need to reach out to Raul and interview us. It's like, okay, yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, that's fellow your boy. Rambler. We'll bring, the Ramblers. I mean, like, and I just love the direction that we're going in because it's like everybody has stories to tell and share. And I just love the format that we're doing right now.
It's great, man. It's always evolving. You know, you guys are you have found your audience, you know, and we're still finding our audience. We're still finding our niche, you know, so it's getting there. And I'm optimistic, you know, we just kind of look and see
what you have to do. Stay optimistic.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Stay optimistic, man. Keep doing what y'all are doing.
Especially y'all are so used to the grind, you know, just from voice acting, next audition, trying to find it. It's the same thing. In the podcast world, it's just a grind. And a lot of people after X amount episodes say it ain't working out. But, you know,
Trav was one of those people, too. Huh? Trav was one of those people.
Now, that was you.
No, that was
look,
you,
my man. My man used to come on here all the time. My man used to come on here.
I wish D was here. Because look,
let me tell you about Banks.
Hold on, Ryle. Hold on, Rondell. There was one time where Trav was just like, he said, I didn't say that I was going to stop doing podcasts. He said that I'm going to stop doing this podcast. Like, dang, Trav. But look, Trav, go ahead, Trav.
There was a point in time, and Banks said this on an episode, I didn't think we were going to make it a year.
Yeah. I mean, but I didn't say that I was going to give up, though. You were ready to move on.
That don't make no sense.
It does, man. It makes
How can we
sense.
Not last a year, but you didn't give up?
I mean, because that's what
See,
I thought.
See, Raul, I trapped him. That's what I thought. But, you don't know
no,
what
but Trav, I wish D was here because you said that. It's just like I said that I wasn't going to stop doing podcasts.
That's
I just
right.
said I was going to stop doing this podcast because it's just like when you have to stay optimistic because everything isn't always going to, you know, be your way, especially when you've only been around for like 1 or 2 years. Like we're coming up on 5 years. December 12th will be our 200th episode. And it's very just like, cool. You know, you just got to keep on going. You got to keep on grinding and you got to keep leveling up. You get Absolutely. Those experiences.
Yeah, this will also be our first year where we didn't skip a week. So,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
We had an episode every week this year by the time we finished this year for the first time.
That's awesome.
But this is the first year that we've only had like two hosts instead of having all three.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying? So, we've been doing, I mean.
No, I don't know what you're saying. Good. I think it was the opposite. I think you meant to say the opposite.
Well, what did I mean to say?
You said this is the first time we've only had two hosts instead of three.
No. I mean, like this year, like there's been multiple times. Like D, like I said, you weren't here when we interviewed
Kevin.
That's what I mean. It's just like, this is the first year. Even though we've had an episode every week, this is the first year where it's just like, it's been multiple times where either Trav hasn't been here or D hasn't been here. Last year was the only time where I missed one episode. Out of 200 episodes, I missed one. And it was because I was just really tired after being at a con all weekend and a wedding that weekend.
Yeah. I mean,
But yeah, Trav, I want to pass the ball to you because like we're pretty much at the end of the episode.
We're snowballing in the end of this thing. And I wanted to circle back to the creature noises, but you know, my man Banks kept it pushing, you know, left me behind. So I didn't get to talk about it. But I want to roll this into D's famous
leveling up.
But yeah, crap, I forgot what I was saying. So I want to listen to these two famous questions, and I'll take the first one. Circling back to you making the creature noises, D likes to always ask, is there something that spooked you, scared you, stuck with you as a kid? But before you answer that, I also want to ask, you know, for the inspiration of the creature noises, I know you're wearing the Back to the Future shirt, and, you know, we talked about Stargate, so I'm assuming you're a little bit of a sci-fi guy. Are you into the kind of sci-fi horror stuff? Like, what kind of horror were you into when you were a kid?
What kind of horror? Oh, man. My thing is, and we do, my wife and I, we do horror movie marathons the whole month of October every year. So we're huge horror people. Mm-hmm. My thing is like the 80s, 70s, 80s slasher stuff. And I feel like slasher movies have kind of died out, right? But I still love that kind of stuff. I love the older kind of practical effects and the gore and the makeup and all that stuff. Like actual, you know, real effects that you don't really see nowadays with horror movies. But I'm really into that kind of aesthetic with horror. You know, I'll watch newer stuff and things like that. You know, Blumhouse keeps coming out with a lot of great films.
Blumhouse has been so hit or miss.
Yeah,
it's like the Firestarter remake was so terrible for me.
Oh, I never watched that.
Oh my god, it's so bad. But then they put out the what's it called? The one with the mask.
Who?
The Halloween reboots?
No,
is
no,
that,
no.
Was that Blumhouse? No.
You said the one
Blumhouse did do the Halloween reboots. Oh, no, Black Phone.
The Black Phone.
Put out Black Phone. So like,
yeah, Black Phone.
They got
was really
Firestarter.
Good.
That's absolutely terrible. And then they put out a masterpiece like Black Phone.
I haven't seen Black Phone yet.
You got to
see
good
things.
It's probably my favorite horror movie this year.
This Halloween, I got a running list of movies that we watch. And, you know, a lot of it is like the older stuff. But I'll put, you know, newer films out on our list. I'm going to add that to our list. Hopefully we can watch that this
year. Yeah, it's on Peacock.
It's on Peacock.
Okay. It's a good movie, man. I mean, A24, they put out a lot of good movies too. But sometimes they do have some messes. Like, I wasn't a fan of Men. Like I went to go see that, and I was just like, "This."
Yeah, Men's real good. I love Alex Garland. Have you seen Ex Machina?
I think I did.
Or Annihilation.
Because when did that come out? That came out like 2016.
2016. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's
I remember
got Oscar
watching
Isaac
it.
In it.
Oscar Isaac and Domhnall Gleeson, right?
Yes.
Yes, Alicia Vikander. Yes, yep. I remember.
So, yeah. So same director.
Alex good movie. Garland. Yeah, good movie. I didn't hear too much about Men
because it's a niche body horror film.
Anything. Just skip it.
It's an art. I really, really enjoyed it. But again, it's all going into what you're into.
I like body horror. I love all the Cronenbergs.
It's very
Cronenberg. Yeah, we have me and Banks came with me. We saw Crimes of Future.
That was a good movie.
So good.
I enjoyed that. So good. Men. It's crazy because me and our friend James Brown, we went to go see Men the week before, and then we went to go see the movie that Trav just named, and I enjoyed that movie a lot more than Men.
Yeah.
It's just like I don't like Men. Just plain and simple. I don't like
Men suck.
Men suck.
They do suck.
Men suck.
So I guess then I'll go ahead and take it away with the next question.
Well, what's it called? No, with the what's scared you spooky stuff.
We snowballed.
As a kid.
Yeah, we snowballed.
You know, did you have anything that, you know, were just like, yeah, that really stuck with me?
Just as far as voiceover is concerned
as far as horror. Is there anything, you know, a nightmare, you know, a China doll in grandma's, you know, room, you know, or it could have been a scene in a movie.
I will tell you, for the longest time, I could not bring myself to watch The Fly. The David Cronenberg,
another Cronenberg,
Jeff Goldblum.
Yep.
Yeah, I said I like Cronenberg. I definitely, you know, when I was a teenager, I finally put up the guts to watch the full movie. But I remember when I was a kid, my parents were like watching it And I was supposed to be in my room asleep. Right. I was supposed to be asleep, but you know, us kids,
creep around the corner.
We creep around the house.
Yeah,
like,
I used to do that all the time.
Yeah, creep around the corner. Watch, my parents are watching this movie, watching The Fly.
What is going
on? And I caught glimpses of it. I went straight back to my bed. I hid under the covers. I was like, I don't know. This freaked the hell out of me. And I eventually learned, like, oh, this movie, The Fly, Jeff Goldblum. And I was like, I don't ever want to watch that movie for years and years and years. And I love horror. I watched all sorts of horror movies growing up as a kid into my teenage years. The one movie I could never bring myself to watch was The Fly because it just freaked me the hell out. And for years and years, it was like that. So that's one of those I was – as a kid, I was always worried Brundlefly was hiding in my room in a corner somewhere, gonna come and vomit on my hand and melt my hand or something like that. I was so freaked out, but I was like, okay, I gotta face my fears. I gotta watch this movie. And I watched it, and it's, you know, I eventually got over my fear of the movie, and now I love it. I think it's a great film. I've come to appreciate what it is beyond just the horror and the gore, and that it's a very tragic story about, you know, just death, but, you know, getting over death and aging and all that stuff. And it's very tragic. It's very sad. But, you know, all the gore and the horror and stuff, that's just a vehicle to tell this really compelling story. And of course, Jeff Goldblum freaking kills it. I mean, he's so convincing. I think that's one of the reasons why he freaked me out so much, because he just kills it in that role, and he commits. Jeff Goldblum, Gina Davis, so good. But that was the movie I could, for years and years and years, I refused to watch. Could never bring myself to do it.
All right, nice. We don't get to talk about Cronenberg a lot up here, so anytime Cronenberg comes up, I'm excited.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I've since watched a lot of his other stuff, and I'm a Cronenberg fan.
The first Cronenberg movie I ever saw was Crash. Imagine that. And I was
really?
I was like, I know I shouldn't be watching this, but I can't look away.
It's a little messed up, that one. Yeah. That one's so messed up. Yeah.
All right. So now for the next question, Dee always asks, what is one of your favorite 80s or 90s movie, or both?
It's my favorite movie of all time. It's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ooh. Okay.
That is my favorite movie of all time. That movie to me represents everything I enjoyed about being a kid watching movies. Mm-hmm. That kind of encompassed it. Just the adventure and the, you know, the highfalutin adventure and just Harrison Ford freaking, you know, just I wanted to be Indiana Jones. You know what I mean? Star Wars, I love Star Wars, and Star Wars is one of the movies that made me love movies. Right. Indiana Jones was one of the movies that made me want to be in movies. You know, this looks so much fun to do. And that has since been one of my all-time favorite movies. And, you know, and just recently I was like, you know what? That is my all-time favorite movie.
Nice.
So Raiders of Lost Ark all the way. I'm hoping Indy 5, I'm hoping we're getting something good with that.
I think it looks like it's going to be good.
Yeah, because
definitely
I know
a lot better
one.
Than
4. Yeah, which I don't acknowledge the existence of. To me, there are
a
only,
lot of people don't.
There are only 3 Indiana Jones movies, and that's
it. Did you see the Fablemans trailer that dropped yesterday?
No, the Fablemans. What is that?
Yeah, new Spielberg film.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. No, I'll have to check
out that trailer.
Out.
It looks awesome.
I love Spielberg. I love early Spielberg stuff. That's like that's what I grew up with, is watching all those early Spielberg films.
E.T.
E.T., Jaws, Indy. Yeah.
I just saw Jaws finally. Ain't that crazy?
I just saw Jaws for the first time. Yeah.
When did you see it for the first time?
Last week.
I
saw it in 3D.
What did you think? 3D. Oh, that's right. It was in 3D. What did you think?
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
Phenomenal.
I was mad that that the captain died on the boat. I wasn't expecting that.
Spoilers
from a movie from like what, 1970?
Yeah, it was like the 70s. Yeah, and 76. And then like how the movie ended, I was just like, I said, that's it. Like that, like that. They just swam the shore. Like nobody. I really enjoyed it, and like my friend that I went to go see it with, they was telling me that. In the second movie, it's more about the guy's kids and whatnot, because like they're older now. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing the second one. Like we just started we started a horror group, and we are called The Midnight Hour. And nice. It's just like, you know, we get together and we go watch horror movies and stuff like that and have a good time. I'm thinking about getting us some leather jackets. I mean, I'm not paying for all of them, but, like, I think we should get some leather jackets, and it says The Midnight Hour on. Midnight now, try it, because you're a video game fan. Do you know where that's from?
Leather jackets with the...
No, The Midnight Hour.
The Midnight Hour?
Yeah.
No, every time you say it, I just think Midnight Society from Are You Afraid of the Dark?
See, now, I was going to call us The Midnight Society, but, you know, that's from Are You Afraid of the Dark?
That's a good pull.
I feel like a lot of people wouldn't know what The Midnight Hour is from unless they played this game, and it's from Persona 3. Remember, once it got to midnight, it was The Midnight Hour, and then that's when, you know, the monsters and stuff would come out. So, yeah. A lot of people never play Persona 3 until it comes out. Pool. Yeah, it's a good pull. Thank you.
Until that remaster comes out.
Until the remaster comes out, like, hey, you got this from Persona 3. You didn't come up with this. No, but Raul, thank you so much for joining us up here, man. We had a fun time, like we do every time up here on Leveling Up with Benjamin Bank. So before we let you go, let everybody in social media land know where they can find you.
Oh, man, yeah. You can find me. You can find my – I'm on Instagram and TikTok. You can find me at Raul Ceballos, V-O, R-A-U-L-C-E-B-A-L-L-O-S-V-O. You can follow me on Twitter if you want. I'm barely on Twitter. But, yeah, you can follow me there. You can follow our podcast at Real Geek News, R-E-E-L. Real Geek News. You can follow us on Instagram, and we just started a TikTok. We post little clips of the show there, and you know, check us out and give us a like and follow if you like it. Yeah, it's just monthly. You know, every month we'll put out. We'll talk about the top 10 movie news stories of the month, and yeah. Also, I produce another podcast as well that my wife does. My wife and her friend. I don't know how much of your audience are bakers, but nice. I'm sure there's a Venn diagram in there somewhere.
Absolutely.
Of like people in your audience who like to bake, but it's called procrastibaking. And
I like that.
Anybody in your audience, any guys like baking and stuff, follow my wife's podcast, Procrastibaking. You can find it on any podcast platform. It's a lot of fun. They bake stuff all the time for the podcast, which is great for me because I get to eat all these baked goods. Uh-huh. It's kind of hard when I'm trying to lose weight because there's always some kind of baked good in the house somewhere. I'm like, you're killing me, babe. Like, what?
Killing.
Come on. I mean, it's
we
so
like a
good
baked good over here. You know,
that's right, man. Sure. That's right. So Procrastibaking at Procrastibaking on Instagram. Check them out too. And if you like them, follow them and subscribe as well. So yeah,
nice.
That's everything I got to plug.
Hell yeah.
Guys, or should guys. I just say guy?
I thought you were going to say Brian? Guy. Mike guy.
I said guy. There we go.
Well, you know,
first
Mike
I did
guy.
Say guys. Mike guy. But no, but hey, Raul was awesome, man. I'm
Raul
glad
was great.
It's like, bro, like we interviewed a tag team. First, we interviewed Kevin, and then now we interview Raul. And it's like I said, I just think it's funny that when we interviewed Kevin, it was just me and D. And then now we're interviewing his tag partner, and it's me and you. Remember when we used to say that our friend Trish, we was going to give her the big boot in
that's
the
right.
Elbow? She never knew what we meant. She was
never
like, what
knew.
Does that mean?
Never knew. Hey, watch out for the Dan kids in the back, though.
Oh man, she was mad.
Woo. My man,
said, why did you do this to my
children? Man don't Photoshop like he used to, you know. But my man used to stay trolling people, and my man retired right now.
Yeah, I retired. I remember, man, I used to Photoshop messages and whatnot. And I remember Trav would be like, this, did they really say this? Like, nah, I Photoshop. But for me to take the time to like have an actual conversation with myself to make it seem like. Oh my God! Yeah. What was his name? The guy that I called a goof, KJ.
KJ.
Oh my God! Remember, he's like, "Yeah, Banks, you need to get on your brother."
Yeah, your brother. Oh my God! Good times.
Oh my God!
Good times.
I was trolling this guy. He really thought I had a twin brother, and I was just like, he was just like, "Yeah, you." Need
he was
talk
fully
to your
invested in your twin brother.
Oh my God! But no, but Trav, go ahead.
All right, what's it called? Shout out to Raul for coming on the podcast. And you know, one of these times, man, all five of us when we get together. Ooh, I told you it's gonna be like the Rangers. We gonna hop in it, and you know, they ain't ready for it. It's gonna be set.
As long as I can be the Red Ranger, that's all.
That's fine.
I'm not talking about Rocky even.
Who are we talking about?
Talking about Jason. Hey,
Jason going to jail. So, you know.
Hey, take it easy. All right, well, look, I'm talking about TJ Playboy. Hey,
Jason going to jail.
Just take it easy. But no, guys, you know, I just want to say, you know, it was another fun episode. I keep saying guys, but it's just me and you.
Hey, but we're a couple of guys, you know.
Yeah, we're a couple guys. City
we both
guys,
enjoyed the movie, Men.
Yeah, no, take it easy. but y'all, make sure that y'all follow Raul on all his social media accounts. And then make sure that you, you know, support and follow him and Kevin's podcast, Real Geek News. And with that being said, Trav, let them know where they can find you at the social media land.
And well, first, I'm going to plug Raul's wife's podcast, Procrastibacon. Now make sure you Google that and check it out. But of course, you can find me on the Instagram at ZK Audio. I'm on the Twitter at TRAVIOZK, where I'm also on Letterboxd, ranking and rating my daily movie watches. And of course, where they going to find the world's number one hero?
Well, before you find me, make sure that y'all follow D on his Instagram at rebellious_D23 at Instagram.com. And then you can find me, your hero, Benjamin Banks, at King_Benji_Banks on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me on Facebook at Benjamin Banks. I should be the first person to pop up. If not, then I need to contact Mr. Zuckerberg. Please make sure that you follow all the Leveling Up with Benjamin Banks social media accounts at Leveling Up Banks. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Subscribe to us on YouTube at Leveling Up with Benjamin Banks. Thank you to all our patrons that donate to us because you help us keep doing cool stuff each and every month. And if you would love to donate to us because you're feeling generous, our Patreon is at Leveling Up Bank. Thank you again, everybody, for listening to this episode. We'll see you next time. Stay positive. The spooky season is coming up. Keep that pinky up. We'll see you next time on Leveling Up with Benjamin Bank. Peace.